The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stepmiller, on this Tuesday, 2 days before the grand event of reminding everybody of how independent we are. Or how independent we used to be. Paul Drockton, are you there, sir?
I am.
How are you?
Truly one of the last independents left, John, you and I.
Well, I tell you what, 4th of July. You know, I don't know if you saw this. I played Mark Dice's video, and it translated well for audio purposes. Out in California, talking to the, I don't know if, there's no reefs out there, so you can't call them reef rats. They're not like people down in Florida. At any rate, asking people, you know, when was the Declaration of Independence signed? And it got so ridiculous, he realized that he was speaking to people that absolutely had nothing between their ears. And I kid you not, Paul, he got to the point of saying that, well, you know, when Jesse Ventura and Jack Lemmon signed the Declaration of Independence, and people were just standing there looking at him.
I mean, Mickey Mouse and Pluto, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I heard about Goofy, but I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think Mickey Mouse signed in big letters so King George could see it.
Yeah. Jeez. With a big MM. Yeah. And King don't kill the great MM. And, well, you can be a charter member and never have to pay any dues to our club. What the heck is going on with the markets? They're driving gold down again.
It's insane, John. It really is. And, you know, the good news is that we've got, I got to tell you something, there isn't anybody that's going to be able to compete with some of the things that we can offer people right now. Just no one.
Uh-huh.
I mean, right now. But you are right. I mean, they have been driving it down. Gold's made a little bit of a recovery. It's back up a little bit. I think Gerald Celente said that he saw gold going to 1250 and then it would come back around. And, you know, that seems like a fair enough prediction. I think that's what's happening right now. So, looks like it's on its way back up. I think what's going to be driving metal prices right now is the losses that people are taking in the bond market, which are just devastating right now.
Well, and you know what? That's something that I wanted to talk about a little bit today, because the bond market has been, well, what the Fed has been in there buying up, buying every kind of bond imaginable, and to try to give the illusion that we're still solvent when we're really not. The people on Wall Street are still getting their bonuses. I mean, big time. I guess this is payoff for being at the head of one of the greatest scams in human history. They got to pay you something, compensate you, you know, enough. But I want to get into that bond issue, because what did Uncle Ben do? He just made mention of slowing the roll here on the quantitative easing, and the market takes a 300-400 point dump. What's it going to be like when he gets his hat, runs out of town, and they start jacking up the rates? We got to take the break. We'll be right back.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality and energy and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back. Yeah, Paul, was this the beta test to see if people were going to ask for the head of Alfredo Garcia, or was that Ben Shalom Bernanke?
Well, I think it was them basically saying, we need some money out of your stock funds. So we're going to go ahead and throw this trial balloon up there, which gives us an excuse to loot your stock funds through the use of put options.
Jeez.
So that's what I think. I think they basically, you know, the banks right now, they just thought, this is like, just came out over the wires, I guess. Credit Suisse, Barclays, Deutsche Bank, cut by S&P, UBS affirmed. So the major banks are all getting their bond ratings cut, which simply means that the banks right now their liquidity ratio has to be in the basement right now. So I think that's what's going on right now, John, is I think that they have just sucked so much wealth out of the system that their retail facade, which is the big retail banks like J.P. Morgan, you know, Barclays, Deutsche, all of them are struggling right now just to hide their liabilities so they don't get shut down.
Hmm. Well, they're out there making new rules for themselves as if they're solvent. Off of Bloomberg, U.S. prepares to place stricter rules on 8 of the biggest banks. And they mention some of the infamous ones, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, and Goldman Sachs, are facing a new round of domestic rules on capital and debt that would be even stricter than global standards approved today. Now, I don't know what was approved today, but regulators will push banks to maintain a leverage ratio of capital to assets that exceeds the 3% minimum set by the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision.
I've actually read Basel III and what they're proposing,
So
basically, when you look at what they're counting as liabilities, what they're counting as assets, that's basically what this boils down to. So when you take a look at what their capital threshold is at 3%, that's a joke. And I did an article probably like a little bit over a year, 2 years ago, where J.P. Morgan had gone from a 10% capital reserve ratio all the way down to 6% in 1 year. I can't even imagine where they're at today, John.
Well, obviously, if they're going to push the banks to maintain a leverage ratio of capital to assets that exceeds the 3% minimum, if they're going to push them to exceed the 3%, then that obviously means it's less than 3% right now. And what is the reason for having any assets laying around in a bank to begin with?
It doesn't make sense. I mean, look what happened with Cyprus. Those people trusted the system. They went in two different banks. One of them, they simply took people's money and gave them worthless stock in the bank, which for all intents and purposes was bankrupt. And the other one, they just took everything over 100,000 euros. So, you know, there were two sides to that haircut. One was just total confiscation, and the other one was a partial confiscation, and it didn't do them any good. I mean, we're reading today that Greece is in trouble again. Cyprus is in trouble because the banks, they are just professional thieves, and as long as they can steal, they're going to steal because there isn't anybody to oppose them.
Well, according to Corianne Stephenson, that's the director of PricewaterhouseCoopers, LLP, they're really not. They said it's clear that the U.S. is willing to push for stronger capital even without the support of the Basel Committee. But they start this out saying that we're in the first few chapters of a horror story for the big banks and the worst to come. So read this one of two ways, that they're in favor of exceeding what the Basel Committee had to say, or they already know that this is the first few chapters of the new horror story of the brand new book.
I think what they're doing is they're basically passing a law for something that's already occurred. So
you know, isn't that strange? They have a penchant for doing that. They have a penchant for doing that. They do it, then they get caught at it, and there's this public outcry. And then the real talking points get shunted to the side. They bring up issues that have nothing to do with the price of ketchup on the Chicago Stock Exchange today. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if they have ketchup on the... Maybe they got Heinz. I don't know. But then they turn around and then they legalize what they've already been doing for a long time.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you take a look at FDIC requirements and FDIC funding requirements, banks go into receivership. They start getting warnings at 6% capital reserve ratios. When they drop to 3%, they're literally supposed to be in receivership. FDIC is supposed to go in. They're supposed to basically take over management of the bank, liquidate assets, do everything they can to recover as much as they can. So you have to wonder, you know, are we there? I mean, is this it?
Well, you know, what was their greatest fear? What was their fear in Europe? What was their fear with the pigs thing, Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, and what was the Spain? There we go. Had to spell out pigs. It's like spelling the Great Lakes out in your head. Or Mississippi. We got to make that rhyme, man. Otherwise, I'd never remember all those S's and all those I's. Well, what was the big deal over there? They were worried about what? Runs on the bank. So here they're saying that, well, okay, they're not really down with the Basel thing, but we have no capital reserves. And if for some strange reason people would get the funny idea in their head that they got a little cash in the bank and they're not liking the way things are looking, and they go down to take it out, there's not going to be any capital reserves there to withdraw, is there?
Well, that's when they, I mean, when you look at what they're doing right now, and you look at FDIC, last time I checked, I believe was at about $16 billion in their accounts to pay off any type of bankrupt bank. $16 billion is all they have. Compare that to $1 trillion in savings in this country. $1 trillion, $16 billion is not going to go very far.
Go far? I mean, hell, that's a walk across the studio from where I'm looking at here. What they're trying to do as well, the regulators, they're trying to impose this on community banks as well as, guess what, credit unions. Now, you and I both know that the credit union, out of all the, do we even dare call it a lending institution? I guess we have to.
Uh-huh.
That out of any of the lending institutions, what is the most solid ones in the country operating right now?
That's the credit unions, because they deal with local economies.
So why would they be so concerned about going in there and regulating their reserves when they've got the holy grail of, I don't, Paul, let's give it a new name, because I can't even begin to describe what these banks are anymore. I mean, they're stationary pirate ships. They're landlocked pirate ships, for God's sakes. You know, what more do people need to see out of these creatures?
Yeah, well, you know, the reason they're going to go into credit unions is because they want to start charging them the premium so that they can start getting more money into the FDIC insurance account. So that's what that's all about. So basically, it's a money grab. I don't think they're going to get much compliance because the credit unions are chartered by the state, not by the federal government. Now, where they probably can get some leverage is with the federally chartered credit unions, but those, I believe, are already paying into FDIC. So I don't, you know, what I see them doing, John, at this point is just printing more money. I don't think they really have any other options, especially when you look at what these assets are that they're.
I thought you were going to say something else. I'm sorry. I apologize. I almost bleeped it out for you. But you would be absolutely correct. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Either term applies. How's that sound?
You're absolutely right there. Anyhow, you were saying the assets. Yeah.
The assets that they're counting as assets are bonds primarily, and the bond market. When we take a look at what interest rates are doing to it, we've seen a 1% point in the 10-year Treasury yields. Massive. Devastating. When we start seeing 10% inflation, devalues the bond portfolio by 50%. Boom. Because bonds are based, their value is based on future earnings. So you might have a bond that pays 6%, but all of a sudden, the exact same new issue bond is paying 8 or 9%. Well, yours is discounted, not by 2 or 3%, but it's grossly discounted because we're going off of the entire term that bond's going to be paying 2% less.
There's no solution to this. So we keep the printing presses running at about capacity right now. We're still, and correct me if I'm wrong, Paul, we're still monetizing the debt to the tune of what, 84 or is it $86 billion a month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't keep that up, but they have no other option. If they stop printing right now, what happens?
Well, if they stop printing right now, then boy, this is the problem. The Federal Reserve System relies on the printing press. I mean, that means your local bank isn't going to have any money to hand out to depositors. They rely on the Federal Reserve Bank to disperse that money.
Oh, and if there were any ripples, refer to the aforementioned run on the banks with no capital or cash reserves.
Correct.
That doesn't look real good.
No. And in the best environment, the banks basically were at a 1% capital reserve ratio in the best environment. So 100 people go in, pull out their money out of 1,000, and or 10 out of 1,000,
yeah.
there goes everything.
Ground beef,
eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
All right, we are back. So, I'm thinking about this during the break. It's going to be discovered here what emperor has no clothes. Because they know they can't keep printing the money. But they did their little beta test a couple of days ago. And, the vinyl starts sucking up off the chairs real fast.
Uh-huh. Well, the other side of this, too, is, you know, these downgrades. I mean, we look at Barclays, Credit Suisse, so Credit, and Deutsche Bank, which was taken from an A plus to an A rating. You know, what that means for the bank is when you get a bond downgrade, it means your debt now costs you more money because in order for someone to take a risk, you've got to pay them a higher rate of interest. So corporate bond ratings matter a lot. And a simple downgrade could turn into a couple percentage points higher on the interest you pay, which simply means that now all of a sudden you're tapping even more into your revenue stream just so you can service debt. So not good, no matter how you look at it.
John in Arizona. Hello, John.
Hey, fellas, what's shaking?
Hey.
Hey, Paul, maybe you can confirm this for me. I know that the accounts in banks by the FDIC are insured for $250,000. But if I have $250,000 from one bank to the other and everything just goes to hell, Am I insured for both those accounts or just up to one account for $250,000?
It says each account's insured for $250,000, but let me ask you this. Put a couple more zeros on the dollar, and all of a sudden you go in and you buy a loaf of bread for $1,000. How far is that $250,000 going to go?
Oh, yeah, I understand that. The other thing that I was concerned about is they said, and maybe you can confirm this as well, that in the fine print from the FDIC, they said, sure, they'll pay you back your $250,000, but they can take anywhere up from 5 to 10 years to pay you back. Is there any truth to that?
They can take as long as they want. I think what you have to look at is where you are on the food chain. I mean,
you better be first in line, and you better give a kickback to somebody deep within the banking system to let you know when to stand in queue or get in line.
Yeah.
Because, Paul, I don't think that $40 billion figure has changed too much.
Yeah, I think what's going to end up happening is this. This is how I see it. You've got $2 quadrillion of derivatives exposure out there that these banks are covering it. They're covering the bet. I mean, we've got J.P. Morgan, $74 trillion of derivatives exposure. By the way, all insured by FDIC. So who's going to get paid first? The people that hold those $74 trillion of derivatives or the individual that has $250,000 in one of the J.P. Morgan banks?
Well, do you think if this another 2008 credit crisis goes down and then all of a sudden these institutions need more bailouts, is that going to fly?
Yeah, they're just going to. I think what they're going to do at this point is they only have one choice, and this is where their problem is they've already exceeded the amount of money that they should have been printing, and the only thing that's holding this stuff back is the fact that the individuals that have cashed out of their derivatives contracts during the last economic crash, they haven't cashed out of their currencies yet. See, what has to happen in order for these people to take physical possession of any wealth is they've got to convert their dollars into something tangible, i.e. gold, silver, which is why they're short in the market right now, is they're doing as much as they can to convert as much as they can into hard commodities before they release the rest of this stuff on the market. They're just going to dump it. So you got a bunch of guys sitting around at the card table, and the one guy says, you go first. No, you go first.
You know, I have one last question, Paul. If wouldn't they prefer a deflationary environment as opposed to an inflationary one? And the reason being is if people are at the top or trying to protect their wealth, they can do that far better in a deflationary environment than an inflationary one, can't they?
Well, you're making an assumption here, and you're assuming that they measure wealth the same way you and I do. They don't. We measure wealth in how many dollars you have in our bank account. They measure wealth by basically what their holdings are in real commodities. So as far as they're concerned, the currency will go down. It's orchestrated to go down because they've already converted most of the real wealth in this world to their ownership. The 1% own 97% of real assets already.
Right, but they own all the manufacturing and all the land and all this, but the currency has to be strong for it to have any meaning, though, doesn't it?
Well, it has to be strong in order for it to have meaning to you, but to them it doesn't have to have any meaning at all, because if that were the case, then we wouldn't have communism in Russia or China right now.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have seen hyperinflation during the Weimar Republic. I mean, these are the same ideologues, the same criminals, you know, that are in office today. They have the same philosophy as the criminals that were in office 100 years ago. There's no difference.
Yeah.
So hyperinflation is simply a symptom of them printing as much money as they can and buying as much real, tangible assets as they can get their hands on. The only thing that's holding back inflation right now is them. They literally have picture a wall with a bunch of Federal Reserve notes behind it. And they haven't opened the gate yet. They're going to open the gate.
Right.
And they're gonna, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they don't have a choice.
All right, well, thanks. I appreciate it, fellas.
All right, John, I appreciate your call. John in Tennessee, you're up next after the bottom of the hour break. And is it true the Fed Reserve is paying banks not to lend almost $2 trillion to the American people? Say it isn't so, Joe. Say it isn't so.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Oh, I'm going to get into a subject here that explains the question I've been asking for a long, long time. Yeah, money, money everywhere, but not a dime to lend. But let me take John in Tennessee first. Hello, John.
Hello, John. Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
Well, let me give you a quick story and a couple of observations. I got my text this morning from the local law enforcement officer at 3:10 in the a.m. in a 3,000-people town in Tennessee for literally, I could have walked through the stop sign faster than I drove my truck through it. It's only $125.50, and if I want to talk to the man in the black robe, it's only $235, you know, for...
Yeah, back up here a second, John. We must have fuzzed there on the reason you got a what at what time of the...
I got taxed this morning at 3:10 a.m.
Taxed.
Way to work.
Stop sign violation.
Oh, okay.
Stop sign violation.
I rolled through a stop sign doing about half a mile an hour too fast. I didn't come to a full stop, so I got $125.50 tax, and if I want to talk to the boss man, it's $235.
So it's cheaper just to pay it and have done with it.
That's what I'm going to do. But, Paul, I've got a question for you and then an observation. Is it possible, since we know that they're not bothering to print the money anymore, they're keystroking it, that I've noticed, and I may have mentioned it to John in the past, I've noticed that these point-of-sale places have been going out of service We can't do the POS cash only. Is it possible that they're drawing cash back in because they've actually got a shortage of the green stuff? And my reason for saying it is that I've actually gone to the bank and tried to get, you know, $5,000-$6,000 out, and they've got to give it to me in a check because the bank doesn't have any money or any currency.
I mean, I think it fits their objective to create an artificial scarcity of money. I think it does, because by doing that, then they create the illusion that stuff actually has value, when in reality, we go back and look at the Ron Paul audit, and what did he expose? I think it was, what, $34 trillion given away to foreign banks? Well, if you look at M1, which is the amount of money in circulation, it's only $1.5 trillion. So we've got $35 trillion that, just from that audit that's out there that will be dumped at some point. So look at the money supply being inflated 35 times what it is right now, just from that $35 trillion giveaway to foreign banks. Multiply that times about 100, or 50, I'm sorry, and that should give you an idea what the dollar is going to be worth, probably by within the next 12 months.
Okay, one other thing. You should, Paul, I wish you could have seen the face of the branch manager the next day when I went in to close my accounts. He asked me why. I said, you told me yesterday you didn't have any money in this bank. He dropped his head. Every teller in the place looked at me. Paul, seriously, I don't know that the bank that I deposited what little I have in has any more, but at least the bank that I took it out of knows that someone in town is onto their game.
The only thing you should be using the banks for right now is a clearinghouse for your checks.
And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the thing is, too, you know, we buy gold and silver. People need to realize that you can sell your stuff to us. You know, people, oh, what am I going to do with it? Well, if you need cash, sell it back to us.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
how people...
Let me ask you one other question, Paul. I've understood that a bank can only sell coinage to the face value. If they have silver dollars in there, like Morgan's, are they able to sell those for...
No.
If you come to a bank that's got a Morgan in a case or four or five Morgans in a case, can they inflate the price and give it to you for 30, or do they have to sell it for 50?
There was an ad on, and it was one of the other radio programs that was one of the mainstream, John, where they were talking about this. You know, you go into, this is how you can get free silver from the banks.
Mm-hmm.
The way it really works is that they go through all the silver, they find it, the tellers have to turn it over to the manager turns it over to the corporate office turns it over to whoever, and it sits in their vaults.
Well, the reason I'm asking is I deal with a bank that actually has, you know, they've got silver coins in a case for sale for $27, $30. Now they're graded coins. Are they able to do that?
That's interesting. What kind of bank is it? Is it a federal insured institution?
It's a federal insured bank. It's a savings and loan here in my town.
You know what? They can probably have someone in there selling coins they can contract with. I don't know of any reason why they would want to offer silver to their customers. They might actually decide that silver is better than paper.
Well, I wonder if they go in and take for a buck a coin. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I don't know of any law that would let you do that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay, John. Yeah, they're. I know. The J.P. Morgan Chase, I know some people in the banking system here in Central Texas, and one of the guys comes in early in the morning, and he gleans all the coinage that's coming through that bank. Now, he'll simply, if he finds a dime or a quarter or a 50-cent piece, he just simply reaches in his pocket and replaces what he removes, because that silver's not supposed to be there. The bank can't really see that. They can't redeem. You know, if you were to go in there and say, hey, you know, I've got the proverbial silver certificate. I want a dollar's worth of gold. And they're not going to give it to you.
Well, you know, John, here's what's interesting, too. And this just came to me today. One of the major brokers, and these are paper brokers, paper vendors, I should call them, is telling people that they can own physical gold and silver. What they're selling them is they're selling them SLV and GLD, which basically are exchange-traded funds that supposedly invest in gold and silver. And that's, they're telling people that they can get them physical. You know, I just told people listening to this program, recognize that if it ain't in your hands, it ain't physical, it's not real.
Well, but the promise to deliver the physical, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you actually read the prospectus, which I've done, and wrote a couple articles about both of them, the gold is stored in some vault in the United Kingdom. You are not permitted to audit it. It's been audited by J.P. Morgan. And HSBC.
And who?
HSBC is the custodian. Uh-huh. Now, on top of that, if you read the prospectus, you personally cannot get physical gold or silver. It has to be a broker that's been approved by the EAT Exchange Traded Fund to buy gold and silver. And they can get physical according to the contract under certain conditions. So the reality is, good luck. If you think you're buying real gold and silver by buying GLD and SLV, then you know I got a nice bridge for sale for you.
Well, how are they suppressing the stories of the people that want to cash out their certificates or supposed their certificate of ownership of the real stuff that they physically don't have in hand? Mm-hmm. And these people are getting paid off in cash because they really don't have the gold or silver. Mm-hmm. How are they able to suppress that stuff?
You know, it just boils down to who owns the media. I mean, who owns the wires? Basically, all of our news, when it comes to business, international, whatever, comes through two services, right? One owned by the Rockefellers, the other one owned by the Rothschilds. So you can choose the Associated Press, or you can choose Reuters.
Well, I disagree. It's the same people that own the media that own Hollywood. It's them damn Arabs. Yeah, they've been in the usury system for a lot of years. You know, this is something a lot of people do not understand. You know, these people that hate Muslims and that Sharia law is taking over America and the Arabs want to kill all the Christians and all the Jews. You know, these are the only people that have not and historically not gotten into the usurious or what? The lending game at interest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a little bit confused as to who the world's terrorists really are.
Yeah, well, and all I'm trying to point out here is that the news comes through two sources, and there was a letter that went out to ABN AMRO clients in Europe, and it told them point blank, thank you for your gold and silver. We appreciate the donation.
Jeez,
if you want it back, we'll send you a check, but we're not going to send you back anything physical. And trust me when I tell you, John, those letters are going to go out in this country, too.
Well, but see, the run on the system hasn't started yet. There's a bunch of people that don't know what they don't know. Not yet.
Well, the other side of it, too, if you look at the comics depositories, where most of the stuff is being held, a lot of people, if they have an IRA, their stuff's being stored in the Delaware Depository. Well, the Delaware Depository is one of the comics depositories. And simply stated, they're supposed to be two different types of storage. One is for the COMEX, which is gold that or silver that has a contract on it in the futures market, and the other is supposed to be your gold, your silver, and your IRA that you're not supposed to touch. They verify that. Not you, not me. They verify whether that gold or silver is really there. So, you know, that's one of the reasons, John, why we offered, and we still do, the IRA that allows you to take physical possession.
Well, so and anything else is just flat-out stupid. I mean, the options, if this were 5-10 years ago, I would say maybe that's a viable option. Maybe. You know, to take the hit when mm-hmm. gold and silver were selling at, what, 5 years ago? Yeah, mm-hmm. to take that hit, knowing that it was going to go up. Now the magicians are in there manipulating the markets, trying to make people believe that it's a commodity, just like orange juice or a bushel of peanuts, for gosh sakes.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is still watching and waiting. Now, there's two groups of people that know about the banking scam. Well, and they're associated real close partners. That's Wall Street, the banking interest, Federal Reserve, Wall Street, and the stock market, they certainly know. And then there's the other side of the we don't have squat, and that's the Patriot community. because we've been buying bullets and we've been buying beans and we've been prepping. I shouldn't use the bank's name, but out of hell with it. J.P. Morgan, brand new guy. He and I got to talking. His first day on the job. He's got guns. He's got ammo. He's been prepping. He's already got places to bug out when the system falls apart. And I said, well, aren't you in the... I said, obviously, then you're just doing this for a paycheck. And he just sat there and grinned. Yeah, I'm going to ride this puppy out, and I'm going to be the first one out the door at this bank. And I'm going to be packing up my stuff. I'm going to be heading for the... They got a couple of ranches down here in Texas. He knows... I'm surprised about how many people that do know. But this is a pretty big country. I mean, we're getting ready to celebrate our 237th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, 99% of the people, it's probably got to be 97 point something by now, don't own physical gold or silver. They're still confused as to how to protect their wealth, which tells me that they're really confused about the economy because they're not jumping in any sort of life raft. Now, let me just finish this thought out. Now, on the other hand, I'm seeing massive amounts of people preparing for some very bad times, storing food. They're talking about bartering for service. And I'm thinking, okay, good, you're getting there, but you still don't own any gold or silver. You're not going to be able to barter for anything, or for everything, I should say. You're not going to be able to do trade outs or whatever for everything. It's going to be real nice in a buyer's market. Now, keep this in mind as well, folks. People have said to me for years, you know, well, I've got this or I've got that. Should I sell it now? And I said, well, unless you plan on hitting a market where nobody's got any money to buy it, or you've got to sell it so cheaply, it's probably not even worth owning, and I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a 57 original T-Bird or what it is. Don't care. Because when this system goes down, okay, when it drops all the way down, there's going to be a hell of a lot less money in circulation, a hell of a lot less people without homes or food or anything else. You are literally, if you are positioned to take that little gold and silver stuff that you've been hoarding, you evil people, and cash it in for $5,000 or $8,000 an ounce, or if it's the silver, who the hell knows, $200, $300, $400, $500 an ounce, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to be able to go in a buyer's market and purchase anything that there's a lot of people, they've been socking away gold and silver for a number of years, Paul. They're going to be living like kings. You're going to see, really, the haves and the have-nots, and these people are going to be transformed from the middle class to somewhere up along elitist standards compared to the rest of the population.
Well, John, I can tell you something. I mean, this is conjuring memories here, and everyone knows the market crashed 2007, 2008. I was in Cleveland, Ohio after that. And I remember the garage sales. I remember people bringing out their collectibles that they paid top dollar for. And everybody on the street had the same thing, and they were trying to sell it for pennies. Uh-huh. I remember those days. I remember people were selling everything, but no one had gold or silver in their front yard that they were discounting to anyone.
Yeah.
I remember that I was smart enough when I was making mid-six figures to buy as much gold and as much silver as I can get my hands on, and I lived on it for 5 years while I was recovering from a car accident. So it's what you're talking about is very, very real. I've lived it. I've experienced it. And I can tell you that what I saw is nothing compared to what people are going to be seeing here. I believe in the very, I mean, I don't think we're that far away from this. I think months, maybe 6 months max. And it's going to get crazy.
The guy at the bank asked me, he said, so, and yeah, I'm 5 minutes into this conversation. He and I had never met. And he said, so what do you think? Time for the Second American Revolution? And I looked at him and I said, you know, I said, that's an interesting thought. I said, I prefer the Restoration Project. Revolutions, they have this tendency to be real political and real contentious, and bullet holes end up in everything, and people are turned into human confetti. And I said, you know, it gets real ugly. I said, I'd prefer to look at this as a restoration project to get enough people educated as to what and why it's going on than to actually go into the throes of that chaotic environment. And he looked at me and he says, well, that's pretty smart thinking. Do you think we'll be able to pull it off? I said, I don't know what the hell you're doing. I said, but I've been working overtime for the, and well, we have a new listener to the network, chances are. He had no traffic to beat up there in Georgetown. So chances are he's probably at home listening to the program right now. But the point is that a lot of people are getting ready, but they're, Paul, it's the disconnect that I see. They're getting ready. They see prices going up. They're naturally gravitating to putting some stuff back and maybe getting prepared for some hard times. But what is totally dealt out of the lexicon, out of mind, is gold and silver. Go figure. Because they ain't. Must come
down. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Oh, Peter Gabriel. At any rate, let's go to Carrie in Florida. Hello, Carrie.
Hello, John and Paul. It's very interesting you mentioned your experience with the J.P. Morgan banker. I had the same experience, although different. I was taken over, partnering with my dad's account, power of attorney, and during a lull in the processes, you know, where the fellow was typing in crap, so forth, so on, I go, yeah, well, he goes, well, you should consider banking with us. And I go, oh, no, 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 no. You know, we only do this to run my dad's bills through. You guys have way too many outstanding derivatives that you guys are going to fail. And he goes, and he tightened his jaw, and I started talking. I go, you know about Ron Paul, the Federal Reserve? And he goes, yes, well, we can't talk about the banking industry here. I go, oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The guy's job is the banking industry, and we can't talk about that.
Absolutely. This is what he said. He said, we can't talk about it. he was sweating bullets, brother.
How about those Miami bullets. Heat, huh?
Yeah, how about that basketball team, huh?
the reason for my call now, I may have flipped my mind, but you were talking, no, I got it now. You were speaking of silver or gold, you know, for this or that. You know, as we know today, or yesterday actually, the news broke that now we have foreign troops officially, in mainstream news evidently. I don't watch mainstream news, I don't know, but evidently now we have Russians that will help us with our Super Bowl games and martial law. You know, I'm inferring, but of course that's why we're here. So, given this fact, I know they can't get all of us, you know, with our phone calls or our emails. I'm not worried about that. I'm not scared of these people. However, what good is gold and silver going to do when we're at war?
Here's a thought for you, my friend. Think about this a second, all right? Those individuals that are going to be working for the government are not going to be getting paid because the dollar is going to be worthless. So basically, you offer them silver coin. And you say, you know what? All I want is for you to leave my family alone for the next 2 weeks. I think you got a better chance at them leaving your family alone for the next 2 weeks than some guy that doesn't have anything to give them.
And here's another thought. Why does Special Forces always contain in their bug out bags and their survival kits it has gold in it? Why do you
suppose? They're sovereigns.
Yes, Kerry. Why do you suppose they do that? Because in a war situation, that stuff is going to be worthless? No. In a wartime footing, that's the only thing that's going to be worth anything.
I'm looking at the fact of being at war with Russians and foreign.
Well, wait a minute, Kerry, you're launching off into, you know, we're going to be at war with Russia.
No. Russian troops here to keep order.
Yeah, I've heard the rumor.
Silver spends in Moscow too, my friend, and so does gold.
Kerry,
trust me when I tell you, give them a gold coin and they'll go away.
Kerry, it has been the Russians are going to come up through Mexico and split the United States. It was kind of a rehash of Red Dawn.
They're already here.
What?
They're already here. They've partnered with DHS.
Yeah.
And now because they...
Okay, Kerry, hang on a second. I don't have time to straighten this whole thing out. I've got to take top of the hour break. Hold on a second. We'll be right back. How would you...